The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, he, that is Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So growing up, my family had a Thanksgiving tradition, probably not too unlike yours, but we'd all sit around the dinner table. Sometimes we'd even hold hands around the dinner table. And we would take turns, each one of us, saying at least one thing that we were thankful for. It's a nice tradition. You, like I said, probably have something similar at your house, or maybe consider starting something like that. That would be fine. Well, I remember one particular Thanksgiving. I was a young lad, I would say 5 or 6 years old, maybe. Well, the whole family was gathered together, mom, dad's brother, sister, aunts or aunts, as you guys, some of you say, uncles, grandparents, and cousins. I listened as they went around the table. I listened to everyone else's thoughtful responses, things like family and friends, you know, important things like that. Well, I got so nervous as it, going around the table was eventually getting to my turn. So much pressure. I knew that everyone was just going to be on pins and needles waiting to hear what I had to say, what I was thankful for. So I desperately tried to think up of something so good, so profound, so insightful that the whole family would just be blown away. Oh my, why didn't I think of such a wonderful thing? But when it finally got to my turn, My mind went completely blank. I don't know. So I was panicking a little bit. I looked around the room, and I see the first thing that I can think of. I say, onions. Thankful for onions. Idiot. What was I thinking? Thankful for onions. I totally blew it. It wasn't until much later that I realized something. I'm still thankful for onions, by the way. Cooked onions, though, like sautéed, caramelized onions, right? Maybe on a steak. Yeah. But eventually, I realized that it doesn't matter so much what you're thankful for. It could be something silly, seemingly insignificant, like onions. Or it could be something profound, like family. Or, say, your eternal salvation, right? What's crucial, though, is who you are thanking for it. We Christians are to acknowledge that everything that we have is a gift given to us by our Father in heaven. He gives it all, not because of any merit or worthiness in me, but only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. He gives it all on account of Christ, who stood in our place and took the punishment that our sins deserve. And because of Christ's work now, God is appeased. His wrath is appeased. And God is pleased with his Son's sacrifice for all of us sinners. So God is not our enemy out to smite us. Rather, he is our gracious, loving, giving Father. Yet here's the part that we don't always acknowledge or recognize. Since Christ's sacrifice was indeed for all, for the sins of the whole world, God does, in fact, love all. And he provides for what is needed to support the body and life of all people. All people, even evil people, who refuse to recognize that God is the source of all of their blessings. God cares and provides for them too. Matthew 5, verse 45, Jesus says, "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust." All. Why does he do that? It's all on account of Christ. It's all ultimately for our good, to serve you. Now, I suppose that anyone can be thankful, but only Christians can truly and properly return thanks. Even though we should, as Christians, constantly be returning to the source of all of our blessings and returning thanks to God, we don't always do that, though, do we? We often just take it for granted and expect that good things are going to happen to us. And we demand that that be the standard. Like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, we're not always all that fond of being disciplined, of the Lord humbling us. Instead, we complain when things don't go how we deem good, rather than simply accepting and thanking God for what he deems to be good for us. So Thanksgiving, as secular holiday that it may be, it does set aside the fourth Thursday of November to remind all, but especially us Christians, it reminds us that we are to acknowledge God's gifts and return thanks to the source of those gifts. So, Lord, forgive us for our shallow, ungrateful hearts. And as we prayed in the collect for the day, grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience in all our days. Yes, only Christians, imperfectly as we do, only Christians can truly and properly return thanks. For example, have you ever wondered who an atheist thanks when they're gathered around the Thanksgiving table? I really didn't know. So what do we do with things that we don't know? I Googled it, and one of the things that came up was an article by some atheist that I've never heard of. His name's Austin Klein. He entitles his heartwarming article, "Gods Are Irrelevant and Thanking Gods is Insulting." And in the article, he says, this avid atheist lectures us, sports players should thank their parents, and the coaches, teammates, all the people who helped develop their skills and thus made their victories possible. Accident survivors should thank the engineers who designed vehicles to help people survive accidents. Parents of sick children should thank medical personnel who spend hours using skills developed over a lifetime. And he goes on to say then, thanking irrelevant gods is an insult to the people responsible for what happens to us. It says that all of the time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears we expend in improving ourselves and improving the lives of those around us are ultimately wasted because the outcome will be determined by God regardless of what we do. So whether for good or ill, our fate lies in our own hands. How lovely, right? We'll give him this much. At least he's trying to be thankful. So I guess that's good, but to whom does he give thanks at Thanksgiving? Not God. Actually, his false notion, his false idea of who God is. Instead, he thanks people. He thanks the folks he deems responsible for producing the food, the car, and the medicine, or whatever else he's thinking is good in this life. But don't Christians thank people? We should. Of course we do. In our epistle, 1 Timothy 2, it says, first of all, then, I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. For kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So sadly, the atheist who never could truly and properly return thanks on Thanksgiving because as an unbeliever, he refused to acknowledge the giver of the gift. Indeed, he cannot. God desires that he be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, but he has rejected Christ and he refuses the reconciliation that the Son of God has made, already made, between us and the Father, the once and all sacrifice for the world's sin. So it'd be kind of like me hopping on Amazon and ordering you the greatest Christmas present that you could ever imagine. And it's shipped right to your door. When you receive the package, you're very thankful. You thank Jeff Bezos and the wonderful people at Amazon. You thank the FedEx guy who delivered it to you. But you refuse to thank me, the one who gave you the gift. And that is just rude. You see, only believers in Christ with the gift of the Holy Spirit are able to acknowledge that all of our blessings that come to our door, that we receive, are due to Christ's all-availing sacrifice, all-satisfying sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And like the lone leper in the gospel lesson who returned to Jesus' feet, we believers in Christ return thanks to the fountain and source of all of our blessings. So, dear Christians, Thanksgiving Day provides us with a tremendous opportunity to, yes, repent when we find ungratefulness in our hearts, acknowledge all of the gifts that God has given to you, make a list, go around the table. The list is long. Acknowledge those gifts, and then return thanks where thanks is truly due. So yes, please acknowledge just how much you depend on other people. Please do that. Put your phone down for a little while and recognize you'll discover that you're not alone. You're not an island. You're not alone in this world. You're not alone in this congregation. You're not alone in your family. You are a dependent creature. You are dependent upon other people because God has made you, his creature, to be in community with others. You are dependent on others, and that is a good thing. It is not good that man should be alone. Right. So thank those people. Thank them. But ultimately, recognize that they too are gifts given to you by God. Because of Christ, God uses people. He even uses evil, unbelieving people. He uses their abilities, their knowledge, their skills, their expertise to serve other people. That's how the world works. And he uses them to serve you for your good. So thank them. But most of all, thank God for them. Dear saints, everything that you have is a gift from your gracious, loving, giving Father in heaven. It has all been given to you, not out of any merit or worthiness in you, but only out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy. So truly, to truly and properly return thanks is to give thanks where it is due. Ultimately, led by the Holy Spirit, like the one leper, we return to Jesus. We fall down at his feet, thanking and praising him for everything that he gives. Could be something as insignificant as onions, all the way up to your eternal salvation. So as you're sitting around tomorrow at the Thanksgiving table, rest assured that on account of Jesus Christ taking your place, being your substitute, and taking the punishment your sins deserve, all your sins are forgiven. They're removed, remembered no more by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. God is appeased. Therefore, God is pleased with you. He is pleased with you. And if you're asked to say something that you're thankful for, and whatever might happen to spill out of your mouth, know this. It is most certainly a gift that has been given to you by your gracious, loving, giving Father in heaven. And it is all on account of Christ. In his name, amen. Happy Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.